I'm Ashley. I'm from the Floyd Press.
Okay.
I just noticed your sign.
It's a Saturday, and reporter Ashley Spinks is covering a pride parade in downtown Floyd. We walked to the parade route together from the Floyd Press headquarters.
Okay. It's really not far.
I'm fine.
You can practically see the post office.
The office itself is an old brick building in a downtown that isn't just small, it's less than half a square mile.
There's only one stoplight in Floyd County, which is like a fun fact. In the whole county, there's only one stoplight, and it's right in the center of downtown.
Another thing the county only has one of, a full-time reporter. And Spinks isn't just a reporter. She's a photographer, editor, layout designer. Each week, she single-handedly pulls together the newspaper. And she does it all for $36,000 a year. All you have to do, though, is take a look at the photographs on the wall to see it hasn't always been this way. Spinks points them out in the lobby.
And then, like, over here is cool because this is, wow, cool slash, like, demoralizing because it's a history of the staff. So, like, this is, like, the staff picture every couple years.
You can see the group get smaller and smaller. These are cuts that happened before the latest corporate owner took charge in March. By the time Lee Enterprises bought the paper, there was practically no staff left to cut. But they've still managed to find other ways to trim. Like other reporters at Lee-owned papers, Spinks was furloughed for a couple of weeks. And in one particularly infuriating day, Spinks and others were told their email storage would be slashed. She spent hours deleting messages in order to access her inbox. But the biggest cut of all for the Floyd Press has been the freelance budget.
Certainly, like, if the readership were to notice something, it would be I was filling more space with stories that I was pulling in from sister papers.
Meaning stories from reporters in Roanoke or Richmond. She says she gets calls from readers wondering why there's less content about their community. It's one example of how newspapers across the state are being gutted, small cut by small cut. We'll take a look at that larger picture in a report tomorrow. But for now, what it means for this community. I asked Spinks if she, one person, can really do it all.
You can do it as well as you can. You can kind of like give it your best effort. Yeah, it is difficult. You don't always have the capacity to do follow-up interviews, to add context and color to the stories. But even more importantly than that, like, what are you not reporting on?
Spinks won an award last year for her coverage of ongoing issues with the county's water system. She says she knows there's more to dig into. She's got the ideas and the sources.
But is Lee Enterprises going to give me $300 to perform repeated water tests at different locations throughout the county? Do I have the time to look into the science and consult with the experts and do follow-up interviews? Like, also no. To do really good investigative work, you need resources. And I'm not saying there is anything wrong with the water, but if there was, that would be something that was really important for the community to know. And right now, they're like not being well served by me or the paper.
Ultimately, she says, this community is just as deserving of quality journalism as any other. And she'll keep doing her best to provide it. In March, Lee Enterprises doubled their newspaper holdings across the country, including a purchase of more than a dozen local papers in Virginia. Since then, citing dropping ad revenue, Lee has furloughed staff and fired reporters. For the Roanoke Times, that's meant more than a dozen layoffs. Allison Graham is a reporter there.
It gets like harder every single day that I'm just like, I can't believe that they can still find stuff to cut.
For Graham, the lack of investment is a vicious cycle that can only be headed in one direction. Lee Enterprises closing the paper.
I don't see it going any other way because they're not trying to do, you know, we haven't been able to do anything innovative, and I feel like we're just in, you know, the reporters are just in survival mode.
On top of the layoffs at the Roanoke Times, Lee has cut six staffers at the Daily Progress in Charlottesville and another five at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. When asked about long-term plans for their papers, a spokesman for Lee Enterprises chose not to comment or answer any of our other questions. The loss of local reporters is nothing new. From 2008 to 2018, the number of newspaper journalists in the country shrank by half.
It's a stunning loss, isn't it?
Penelope Muse Abernathy of the University of North Carolina studies the newspaper industry. She says when big companies start to buy up papers, it's often no longer seen as a long-term investment. The primary goal is to profit quickly for shareholders. So the business plan becomes
cut costs, get it to profitability, and then decide, well, I'm either going to sell it to somebody else, or I'm going to sit here and harvest it, or you just shut it down.
It's economies of scale for local papers. Since taking over, Lee Enterprises has announced they'll outsource design layout for the Roanoke Times and copy editing for the Daily Progress to big regional hubs in the Midwest. And Muse Abernathy says that sometimes, after all the cuts are made, the most valuable thing left is the real estate.
There is the possibility of selling the real estate and making more off the real estate than what the newspaper is unfortunately worth today.
That's played out in Hampton Roads. Tribune Publishing owns the Daily Press and Virginian Pilot. They recently made millions by selling the Pilot's downtown Norfolk headquarters to a developer. Now their reporters don't have a physical newsroom, but they do at least still have a paper. Others can't say the same. In recent years, the Caroline Progress shut down entirely, leaving the rural community in central Virginia to rely on Facebook for their local updates. Nick Matthews, a former Virginia reporter and current journalism researcher at the University of Minnesota, interviewed former subscribers who told him it's left a huge hole.
One of the people I talked to said that they could still remain informed, but it was just harder. Life was harder in Caroline County without the Caroline Progress.
A former local government official told him there used to be times when a reporter from the Caroline Progress was the only other person in the room. Being that person and showing up to the school board meetings and city council votes is exactly the kind of journalism reporter Allison Graham wants to be doing.
Like, my dream is not to work at the Washington Post or the New York Times. Like, I don't want to go there. I want to go to, like, cities like Roanoke, or I'm originally from Indianapolis, like those sizes, and, like, where you can really get into, like, local community reporting.
Graham and others have formed a union to pressure Lee Enterprises for resources and support. So far, their biggest win has been better severance packages for colleagues who've lost their jobs. In Roanoke, I'm Mallory Nopane.